Where do you go for your legal advice? So if you're like most Aussies, we're all going to the same place, Google. And when it comes to the law, it seems we Australians are Googling some really interesting things, like, is it legal to record a phone call or marry your cousin or drive without shoes? Have you Googled any of those? Well, look, in data released this week by SEMrush, a number of very revealing and pretty interesting stats came about. This morning, we're joined by Olga Andrianko, who is head of global marketing for SEMrush, to run through the results. Hey, Olga, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
Look, now, don't leave us in suspense any longer. What were the top three legal questions we Aussies were searching?
So we checked, is it illegal to and is it legal to? So
okay.
When it came to is it illegal to, the top three questions were, is it illegal to keep students after the bell, which was 1,500 searches a month, drive barefoot and eat while driving? So that was our three, is it illegal ones.
That's hilarious. So the keeping children after school. I'm going to put money on that's students Googling that, not teachers, right?
Well, we haven't checked the audience because all of our data is in incognito mode. But it was just the Australians checking that most
is,
often.
That is hilarious. Okay, and then on the flip side, is it legal to? What were the results you received there?
It was, is it legal to record phone calls, marry your cousin in Australia, and drive without shoes?
That's hilarious. I think, again, maybe that says a lot about us. We want to drive without having to put our thongs on. What didn't make the top 10 list, but it seems a number of us are pretty interested in?
So it was, is it legal to carry a pocket knife?
Oh.
In Australia, smoke at 16. And there's a lot more about driving. But there's a one really funny one, bring your child to work.
Oh, okay. That's definitely not teenagers or millennials searching that one. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But the bring the child to work, right. So, I mean, these are pretty interesting results. What do you think they say about us?
Well, the first one about is it legal to keep the students after the bell, maybe that you are really, well, that Australians like their freedom at the early age as well, I would say. But a lot about driving, so definitely a driving country. And what we found with marry your cousin in Australia, that maybe that's not suddenly that Australians decided to marry in the family, but maybe because there are a lot of nationalities coming to Australia, and then some have it in, well, as more common, and that affected Google searches.
Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. So you're completely right with a lot of new cultures and introduced nationalities that, and particularly, I guess, in the arranged marriage situation, it's not highly uncommon for that to be the situation. Okay, cool. I guess you had results on other countries as well. We're not the only country turning to Google for our legal advice. What were some of the other countries you looked at, and what were they Googling?
So we found a really funny search in Canada and nowhere else. So in Canada, people were interested if it was legal to marry themselves. And also in the US and Canada, there are searches about, is it legal to own a wolf? Whereas in UK, there's a search for, is it legal to pet a fox? And there's obviously a lot of searches in US, is it legal to buy edibles online and then marijuana related? So that is why actually where we got the, where we started. So we analyzed the US results, and basically we see search as now the only place where people online. we look a lot in the search for trends, and then kind of uncover the real data about the decisions or what people. And then we started with US and proceeded to Canada and Australia.
Oh my God, Olga, that has been so interesting. Thank you so much for that. And I look forward to the results next year to see if our legal persuasions have changed at all. Olga, thank you for your time.
Thank you.